Ray Foley on Today FM.
In fairness, fair play to Rory McIlroy winning the cup and the jacket.
It's not like you to not jump on a bandwagon of a champion.
Hey Ray, hang your head in shame. Myself and my wife aren't golf nuts, but we were watching this unfold from about 4 a.m. as we live in Western Australia. Delighted for Rory. Great day for the parish. From Will and Catherine of the show. Hey! Yeah, but you know what? It's not that I'm just not a golf nut. It's like this business of crying. Apparently the commentators were crying on the telly last night.
What's Sky Sports, Nick Faldo was in tears. Butch Harmon was in tears, yeah.
I think it is a great day. Like you just said, it is a great thing for the parish. And certainly a great thing for Ireland. And it's a great thing for Irish sport, Irish golf. And of course, the big thing that everyone always says once there's a big event like this and Ireland enjoys success, be it boxing or athletics or whatever it is, that it's the younger generation that are going to be inspired by this. The younger generation going, I want to start training now. I want to get good at it. I want to be like Rory McIlroy. And that, to be an inspiration for a younger generation. Even what he said to his daughter, Poppy, whatever it is you do, believe in yourself, work at it, work hard, and you'll get to where you want to go. That in itself is amazing. It's wonderful and it's beautiful. Let me talk to Luke. Luke is 6 years old.
That's young.
This is the thing, right? His dad, Andy, was watching the golf last night. It was like, I'm going to get Luke into the. I'm going to make half a billion.
Hey, kid, you're doing 5 lessons a day for the next 10 years.
When do I start, Daddy? Tomorrow. It's ringing. This should be Luke. He's in Dublin.
He'd be knackered after the late night.
Hello.
Hi, Luke. It's Ray Foley here in Today FM Radio. How are you, sir?
Good.
How are you feeling after Rory McIlroy's win last night? Were you watching? Surely you were in bed. You weren't watching Rory, were you? Hello?
Yes.
Were you watching him?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Very good.
Really? Would you know, like, I don't know anything about golf. I'd be watching and thinking, I haven't a clue what's going on here. He needs to whack the ball and get it in the hole. But were you, like, really, really into it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, and who were you watching it with? Were you watching it on your own or was your dad with you or who else was there?
My dad.
Right, your dad, and is your dad a golf fan?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So was your dad shouting at the telly?
Yeah.
He wasn't always shouting at the telly, was he? Were you shouting at the telly?
Yeah.
Oh, you were both shouting, because you were getting really excited about it, is that right?
Yeah.
So tell us, do you have your own golf clubs?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Right, so how they're pretty short, I guess, are they? Because you're just a kid, right?
Yeah.
All right, how long have you been playing? Is it for a long time?
4 years.
Hang on, what? No. How old are you, 6?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was 1.
Wow, you've been playing since you were 1 year old.
Yeah, I picked my dad's club up and I played it left hand.
Left hand?
Like Phil Mickelson. Wow, that's impressive.
That's amazing.
It's a right hand club and I flipped it over and played it left hand.
Backwards.
That's amazing. So do you like, obviously you like golf. Even as a little baby, were you like, oh, I'm good at this, I like this?
Yeah.
Wow. So have you gotten good at it? Do you train or practice a lot?
I go to Deer Park Pitch and Putt.
This is Deer Park Golf Club and Deer Park Pitch and Putt. It's the golf club in Howth. Deerpark.ie is their side. They train kids. So do you go very often to training?
Yeah.
How often?
Today? Yeah.
But hang on, man. You were up half the night last night watching Rory. Surely you must be wrecked getting up this morning to train for more golf.
Yeah.
Were you very tired?
Yeah.
What time was it at this morning? Did you have to go early this morning?
No.
No, okay, so you were okay. How did you get on at training today then? I mean, did you perform well?
Yeah.
How did you get on?
I done a chip into the hole.
Huh? Ooh. A chip in.
They're not easy, Ray.
Wow. What did you use a wood or an... I don't have a clue. Do you have a wood or an iron or a putter? What do you use to get it in?
A pitching wedge.
I tell you what, Rory could have done with some quality pitching wedge last night.
Really?
Ray. I know you were watching, Ray, and he had a few pitching wedges went astray down the closing stretch. What he needed was Luke to step in and hit those crucial shots at the crucial time.
He chipped
the ball in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Incredible stuff. Do you know what I'd love to do, Luke, if I was there and if my ball went into the sand?
Hmm?
I'd build a sand castle.
Stupid.
Well, that'd be a good idea. I bring my own bucket and all. It's not like I need someone to bring a bucket or maybe one of those little spades. Yeah, maybe it's something for those kids that aren't good at it. I'd be one of those kids that wouldn't be good at it. Clearly, you're good at it, though. You've got talent. So do you want to be like Rory when you grow up, then?
Yeah.
Really? What kind of cash are we looking at here? Do you want millions and millions?
Yeah.
Yeah. And will you be going for all of... What is it? What's the thing?
The green jacket? The Grand Slam.
Would you be going for the Grand Slam as well, Luke?
Yeah. Yes.
I knew you'd say that, Luke.
Awesome. Excellent stuff. So, Rory's your favourite. Who would be your second favourite golfer? Now, let's put it to it.
Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, really? Right.
World number one.
Daddy doesn't even get a look in. I love that. And come here. In a game of golf between you and your dad, Andy, who would win?
Me, sometimes.
Okay, yeah. A victory for the younger generation.
The kid's got talent. Yeah. Passing it down to the next generation. That's lovely to see. Well, it's like I was saying, it's so cool that Rory's your hero, and someday, I'm sure, you'll be taking him on. Listen, I'm so grateful for you for taking the call. Are you on your summer or your Easter holidays at the moment?
Yeah.
Excellent. Are you enjoying it? Aside from the golf, are you having a good time? You're chilling out? You're relaxing?
Yeah.
I thought so. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call and good luck with the training. That's at, where was it again? Was it Deer Park? Deerpark.ie. Yeah, they do with the training there for the kids. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your Easter break.
Bye.
Bye. Ray Foley on Today FM.